Hi, I'm Bowden, part of the developer experience team on the Play Store. Thanks for joining me for this latest episode of Policy Bytes. Today, we'll cover two new policies designed to keep Google Play a safe and trusted platform for everyone, as well as two updates and clarifications to our existing policies on age-related content and location permissions. We'll also highlight a few upcoming deadlines to make sure you have plenty of time to implement any necessary updates. As always, you can scan the QR code or follow the links on screen for more information about any of these topics. First, we've expanded our permissions policies with a new section for restricted permissions with minimum scope alternatives. This requires developers to use system pickers and alternatives like ShareSheet whenever possible because they're designed to support user privacy. Developers should only request and carry restricted permissions like photos, videos, contacts, or other personal and sensitive data if these minimum scope alternatives are not sufficient, and the data should always be treated with privacy best practices. As part of this update, we're introducing a new contacts permission policy. If your app targets Android 17 or later, you can only use the read contacts permission if Android Contact Picker is not sufficient for your app's core functionality and you submit a Play Console declaration to explain why. Next, we have a new feature highly requested by developers. To keep the ecosystem safe, this policy requires all ownership changes to use the official transfer ownership process. Navigate through your Play Console and select the Users and Permissions page. Choose the desired team member's profile by selecting Manage and then click Make Account Owner on their Details page. Note that when initiating a transfer, the requirements depend on the account type you have. Is it an individual or organization account? With this process, it provides developers with easy and secure transitions, protecting your hard-earned reputation from account takeovers, as both the transferor and the transferee are responsible for any actions taken during the transfer. To finalize the process, prospective owners will receive an email invitation directing them to Users and Permissions page and may need to provide or verify the payment profile selection for identity verification purposes, organization details if it's an organization account, and others. Lastly, note that any unofficial account transfer obtained through illegitimate means like buying, leasing, and selling accounts on third-party marketplaces is prohibited. To view the step-by-step guide for transferring your Play Account console, please follow the link or scan the QR code on your screen. We've also clarified our existing policies on age-restricted content and functionality and location permissions. First, reach your audience while keeping kids safe. We're clarifying that if your app is not primarily a dating app, but includes a dating feature, you can still let audiences download your app as long as you have a strong age restriction function like Age Check to keep kids out of your dating feature. Note that if your app's core functionality is dating or matchmaking, you still need to block minors entirely by selecting the appropriate age group in the target audience and content section of your Play Console account. Next, we're also refining the minimum scope requirements for device location APIs. If your app requires access, find location, or precise location, but only for one-time user-initiated actions, you are now required to use the Android location button and include the only for location button permission flag in your app's manifest. This gives users more transparency and control over their location data and ensures that precise data is shared only at the exact moment they intend to use it. If your app requires a user's location more regularly, use the Android location button or course location. If the core features of your app cannot be adequately supported by either of these alternatives, you can request access the access find location permission. But if the location button or course location can get the job done, the request for find location will not be approved. If you still want to use the precise location permission, we'll require you to complete a mandatory declaration and review process within the developer console, including a clear and adequate justification for why this data is necessary. That's all for new and updated policies. Before we go, let's take a quick look at a few upcoming deadlines. I strongly recommend you take a moment to review the full list of policy updates and make the necessary changes if it affects you. If you need help with any of our policy requirements, you can now reach out to our team from your Play Console account via the Help section. You can also review your complete support history, including both policy and product tickets. Visit the link or scan the QR code below to access our help page. Also, a quick reminder about Android Developer Verification, which is a new extra layer of security designed to deter bad actors and keep the ecosystem safe. To save you time, we're using the verification work you've already done with us to automate this process where we can. In fact, for most of you, all of your eligible Play apps have already been automatically registered. Please check your Play Console homepage to confirm your app's status, and remember to manually register any remaining apps, including any apps you distribute outside of Google Play. To learn more about our policies or Google Play in general, visit Google Play Academy for free courses on everything from understanding our deceptive behaviors policy to running effective price experiments for in-app products. And of course, you can also join our policy webinars for an opportunity to ask your questions and our Q&A sessions. Make sure you've opted in to Google Play Updates and Play Console to be invited to our next session, or head directly to goo.gle/policywebinars for a list of upcoming events. And finally, if you need troubleshooting help, stop by the Google Play developer community to connect with other developers and certified product experts. Our online forum is actively monitored by the Google Play team, so it's a great place to find guidance or ask for help. Keep an eye out for a series of featured posts with important announcements and helpful tips on how to resolve top issues and enforcements in the coming weeks. You can find a link to the community at the top left corner of our Help Center page. And that's all for now. Thanks for watching and for helping us make Google Play a safe, trustworthy platform. See you next time.